Well, see, Ginny and I can sing about the knee bones connected to the thigh. But other than that, we know nothing about it. That's why we go to people that know a lot more about it than we do. And it's our pleasure to welcome one of those aforementioned people from Concord Orthopedics. Dr. Jeff Wiley is back. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Peter. Good morning. I'm great. How are you? And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Jeff. Yeah. No, good to chat again. It's been a while.
It has been too long. Yeah.
You know, Jeff, Dr. Wiley, Ohio boy who came east and did his undergrad work down in Mass and then got his doctorate in New Hampshire and said, you know, I kind of like this place. I'm going to stay around here. And it's been a few years now.
It has been. So I've been, you know, it's been a pleasure to work at Concord Orthopedics for over 20 years now. And as you mentioned, I grew up in Ohio, and I went to did my undergraduate work at Holy Cross down in Massachusetts, and played football there. And it's been exciting to follow the success that they had, as well as the UNH Wildcats. They had a good playoff game against each other this year, and then I went to medical school here in New Hampshire, up at Dartmouth, and stayed for my residency, and grew to, you know, love New Hampshire. As who wouldn't? And my wife's from New England, so we love it here in New Hampshire.
Wow, it's been 20 years, Jeff, at Concord Ortho.
Time goes fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
20 plus. Yeah.
Man, unbelievable.
Yeah.
When you were playing football, did you get out of the football program unscathed, or is that what got you hooked into, you know, saying, I think I want to be a doctor?
Exactly. So, no, I was pretty lucky. I played with a lot of good teammates, and they took care of me. So I'm not the biggest person. So, and I knew what I could do and couldn't. So I tried to avoid the injuries.
You were wise.
But I had some, you know, experience with some, you know, like bumps and bruises and, you know, various things like everybody does. And you know, we had team doctors and physicians and orthopedic surgeons that I got to know and spent some time and holiday breaks in college, spending some time with a local orthopedic surgeon back in Ohio, and so it's you know, it's great. Orthopedics is really, really a lot of fun, and it's great to see how we can make a difference in patients' lives in a variety of ways, and it's a, you know, very hands-on specialty.
Now, if you go to a Concord Orthopedics website, you can see Dr. Wiley's little bio there, and it says a total joint surgery. Jeff, for those who don't know, what encompasses total joint surgery?
So Concord Orthopedics, we have a, you know, a large, you know, medium to large practice. So all of us have our areas of sort of expertise, if you will, or interest, where we've gone on, in addition to our general orthopedic training, to have a specialty training in a certain area of orthopedics. And total joint practice is essentially arthritis, a practice of arthritis, the surgical treatment of arthritis, and of course non-operative treatment of arthritis. The majority of the patients that we see, you know, do not need surgery, and so we're able to, you know, manage their symptoms of stiffness and pain and discomfort with, you know, medical management, physical therapy, exercises, you know, injections, braces, counseling on activity modification and weight loss and lifestyle changes. And when those things don't work, then total joint surgery is, in my case, you know, replacement surgery of the hip and knee, you know, so total knee replacements and total hip replacements for patients who have advanced arthritis when all those other things that I mentioned fail to give the relief that patients are looking for.
Now when you have knee or hip, you're talking the ball and socket. When the insulation, if you will, between that, it goes away and you're down to bone on bone, what causes that? Is it environmental? Is it genetics? Why?
Right. Well, that is arthritis, what you're describing. Arthritis is a wearing away of the cartilage cushion in our joints. And the cartilage, interesting, it's a remarkable structure. It really has no nerve supply, no blood supply. And so it's a really inert structure. It's not very thick. It's only a few millimeters thick, and it functions as a cushion, if you will, or sealant to the bone. But over time, it can wear away and be damaged from, you know, injuries or fractures or genetic issues, just the way we were made. You know, may predispose to unusual forces being transmitted across the the joints. There are inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis that can break down the cartilage. And but in the garden variety of arthritis, osteoarthritis, we really don't know the exact reason of why it breaks down. You know, if either you or I, Peter, knew that answer, we'd have the Nobel Prize, and we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Okay.
Today, but there are a lot of factors that contribute to it. It's what we describe as multifactorial, meaning that a lot of things contribute to arthritis. So certainly there's a genetic or family predisposition.
Yeah.
For it, there's, you know, overuse or traumatic injuries. You know, if you have a fracture or injury that extends into the joint, the cartilage can be damaged. Certainly, carrying extra weight, you know, being overweight, particularly for knees, is known to significantly increase the risk and the progression of arthritis. So there are a lot of things that contribute, but, you know, most often we don't really know the one sole reason for it.
So when you talk about your, as you put it, the garden variety arthritis, am I correct in assuming that does not usually involve surgery?
Exactly. I mean, the most, you know, I see lots of patients every day, and my colleagues, you know, who have similar practices, Dr. Fox, Dr. Dion, Dr. Damaris, you know, the vast majority of patients that we see, you know, we're not talking the surgery about. We're talking about, you know, managing their symptoms. You know, how, you know, they have stiffness and pain. You know, how we can manage that so it's better tolerated for them, using some over-the-counter medicines like Tylenol or Advil or others. You know, before activities can be helpful. And you know, just changing activities, you know, instead of running, you know, for exercise, maybe less impact activities like a bike or swimming or walking, you know, trekking poles or hiking sticks that you'll see many people walk with are very good for patients who have arthritis. That will actually decrease the stress across the joints by about 30%. So that can be very helpful for patients who have, you know, sore joints to get some exercise. Elliptical machines, you know, stair steppers on low to medium levels, all these things are ways that we can counsel patients to, you know, keep moving, but in a way that might be a little more comfortable.
Yep.
For them. And then, as we talked earlier, you know, there are injections that can be done. Braces can unload the stress across the joints. You know, our physical therapy colleagues are often very helpful for patients who have arthritis. But arthritis is a persistent and progressive, you know, condition, and there's not really a cure for it, so to speak. So this becomes an ongoing issue for patients, that we manage the symptoms over time. But as time goes by, you know, the symptoms tend to, you know, persist and get worse with time. And for certainly a number of patients, they progress to the point where they do want to have either a knee replacement or hip replacement to get back to the activities and the pain relief that those offer.
You know, given those replacements that you're talking about, the ones I've come across most often or heard people talk about are the knee replacements. And there are a couple of things that I've heard. And one is that, you know, well, actually, my mother had it done, and she had both knees done, I mean, close to each other. And I remember being really impressed that she said doing the movement and the exercises afterward was very difficult but crucially important, because I've also seen a person who did not follow through on those exercises. Why is it so important to get that knee moving again, or what needs to happen after that knee replacement?
Yeah, so, you know, knee replacements and hip replacements are very different, as you allude to. With knee replacements, there's a lot of physical therapy involved in knee replacements, and they're just different types of joints. You know, our knee is like a hinge that just bends straight back and forth. And so that, you know, that takes a lot of work to get that moving. And whereas the hip has more of a figure eight type motion, it's just a little kinder motion to get back to, not quite as extreme. So there is a lot of physical therapy after knee surgery. These days, things move very quickly with these surgeries. So, you know, many of these surgeries nowadays are done in an outpatient setting. That's one of the things that the COVID pandemic showed us, that, you know, healthy patients with these type of problems or arthritis don't need to be in the hospital, you know, with sick people to have these surgeries. And they're up and moving the day of surgery. We have patients use a walker or crutches just for balance so they don't trip, stumble, or fall. That's how patients can have problems early on, is with a trip, stumble, or fall. So we really just use that just for some support. Ideally, we'd like to, you know, we have a physical therapist see them the day of surgery. in these outpatient surgeries, often we'll have therapists meet with them a week or two before surgery, just so they've learned everything ahead of time. And we'd like patients to be in a physical therapist's office within 3 to 5 days of surgery. And that really just gets things going and moving. Pain management is, I think, one of the things that we do much better than we did years ago with knee replacement. We really maximize non-opioid pain medicine. So during surgery, we use, you know, lots of numbing medicine in the tissues, like a dentist might use, you know, for a dental procedure. So patients typically feel very well the day of surgery, the night of surgery, and the following day. Our anesthesia colleagues are using anesthesia techniques that what we call like a spinal anesthetic, where patients are still breathing on their own, but they just have a little medicine to relax them, so they're much more alert and awake after surgery. And then when patients are home, you know, they take Tylenol routinely, an anti-inflammatory routinely, a medicine for nerve pain routinely, typically. And these are all non-opioid medicines that give patients really some good background pain relief and really helps them do, you know, physical therapy. And then they'll use typically, you know, sometimes an opioid for maybe a couple days as that numbing medicine wears off, or a bit the first week, but much less than historical. And patients will often describe that the knees feel very tight or thick or stiff, and they just, patients just can't be afraid of it. They're not going to do anything to damage the knee in the early recovery period, although it may feel very tight, like it doesn't want to move, but they just have to push through those feelings with the medicines, you know, let the therapist guide them and realize that they're not going to damage it. The only way they're going to damage things is if they have a trip, stumble, or fall. So that's why we have them use a walker or crutches for the first, you know, week or two.
Hmm. Jeff, in the 20 years you've been at Concord Orthopedics, do you find that the people coming in the door now are taking care of their bodies better, or are they still treating it like an amusement park?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, everybody's different, you know, so we see all kinds. There are certainly patients who are very in tune with their bodies, and then there are, you know, certainly those of us who haven't been so kind to our bodies. So that's what makes, you know, orthopedics and the practice of medicine so interesting, because every patient really is different.
But is that a tough conversation for you as a doctor to have? I mean, saying somebody may need a hip surgery or may need a knee replacement, you have to say, look, in order to make this work, you've got to help yourself. You've got to lose some weight. You've got to do some basic changes in order to make this happen. That's got to be a hard conversation.
Yeah, I think it's just all how you frame it. And we do know a lot more than we did. You know, we're always learning more in medicine. It's the practice of medicine. And so we, you know, as our careers go on, we learn more and more as time goes by. And we are much more in tune nowadays than we were, I would say, 10 or 15 years ago, as far as how to help patients help themselves to ensure the most successful recovery from these surgeries that they can. So in our exam room, for those of you who've been a patient of mine or any of our my colleagues I mentioned who are in the total joint team, you know, we have, you know, posters on the wall about, you know, what we need, what patients need to do to help maximize their recovery. You know, we need their diabetes to be reasonably controlled. We need to have weight be a reasonable goal. We can't be smoking. You know, nicotine causes our blood vessels to constrict and lead to wound healing problems and increase the risk of infection. So, and we've become much more in tune to these things, and so we do have those conversations with patients. And patients are, you know, we provide, you know, resources to help patients with these things. It's not just like, you know, oh, you need to do this or that, you know, see you later, you know, come back. We, you know, try to provide them with some resources to assist them in this and in these events of improving their general health, and then see them back, you know, a couple months and see what kind of progress we're making. So we set some goals and work with the patients to achieve those.
There you go. All right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate the time, and we're going to make your holiday season a little easier. Jeannie and I didn't get you anything for Christmas, so you don't have to shop. You don't have to shop for us, okay?
I love how that's making it easier.
Made my holiday season just talking to you both again.
Just trying to save you a little time, my friend. That's all. Dr. Jeff Wiley from Concord Orthopedics. Jeff, always a pleasure. Hope you and the family have a fabulous Christmas holiday season, and we'll look forward to getting you back on the air and chatting again.
Love to do it. Thank you. Great talking to you both again.
All right. See ya. Dr. Jeff Wiley from Concord Orthopedics. And you know, some stuff that people don't know, and that's why we want to get some of the doctors on to chat about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Because just because you're going there doesn't mean you're going to have surgery.
That's right. Yep. And we know that firsthand.
Hey. Yep. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.